Managing anxiety and panic. So remember that panic attacks are a normal bodily reaction intended to prepare the body for quick action. If they happen when no action is needed, they are uncomfortable and unpleasant, but never dangerous. And they last only for a short time, at the end of which the body returns to its normal state. If you need immediate help because you're feeling panicky or anxious now, just go forward to the breathing and relaxation exercises at the end of this session. It may sound strange, but anxiety and panic have played a really important role in the survival of our species. They gear us up to fight a threat or run away from it, the fight or flight response. In the early part of our evolution, threats were simple and often physical. A wild animal or member of an enemy tribe, for example. We needed to be able to be on full alert and with all our physical systems firing to be able to react quickly to fight or run away. When we think we're in danger or at risk, the body automatically and without time for conscious thought will activate the flight or fight response. We think of this as anxiety or panic if we have this response in everyday or non-risky situations, an exam, a lecture theatre, open spaces, etc. But somehow we've decided that these situations are a threat, and so the body is just doing what it's designed to do. Several things happen as your body switches to emergency functioning, from long-term survival to short-term survival. The adrenal gland releases adrenaline, and so breathing speeds up and blood pressure increases to prepare you for using your muscles. The increased rate of breathing can result in hyperventilation, which means you breathe fast and shallow. This results in the balance between the oxygen and carbon dioxide in your blood becoming unbalanced. Your brain doesn't get enough oxygen, and dizziness and difficulty thinking straight can result. You can also develop tingling in your feet and hands. Your arms and legs may shake as they get ready for running or fighting. Blood is directed from your stomach to major muscle groups, which can lead you to have butterflies or nausea. There are many other changes that involve alterations to what and how we see, what and how we hear, and other physical sensations. All of these physical symptoms that result from panic or anxiety are in themselves frightening, although not at all dangerous or harmful. But it can lead to a self-perpetuating cycle of being so afraid of the panic attack itself that any changes in physical sensation, feeling hot, noticing your heartbeat, for example, can trigger another cycle of panicky thoughts and anxiety symptoms. There are common thoughts that also accompany or are involved in triggering a panic attack. They might be about fearing that the physical symptoms are the sign of serious medical problems. My heart is racing. I'm going to have a heart attack. Or I can't control my thoughts. I'm going crazy. Or they might focus on how awful it would be to have an attack in public. If I go out or go to the lecture, I'll have an attack and faint or have to run out. I'll lose control and be humiliated. We might find ourselves thinking, I can only cope if someone is with me. As a result of these thoughts and the intense feelings of anxiety, we may start to avoid certain situations or activities. At first, we might feel relieved and the anxiety decreases, but our lives become limited and we begin to believe more and more that the anxiety and panic is out of our control and can't be managed. In the longer term, this can mean that we begin to feel even more anxious. So, although avoiding things, places or activities that make you anxious can feel like it's helping, in the longer term, it makes us more anxious and less able to cope. So gradually reducing avoidance really can lead to rapid reductions in anxiety. It may be that you might need to talk some of this through with someone, and you can contact the counselling service for further help. There are three basic parts to breaking the cycle of anxiety and panic. So firstly, to take back control of your body through your breathing. Secondly, to learn how to relax and reduce feelings of anxiety. And thirdly, to reduce your avoidance of situations and activities. So, first of all, breathing. Controlled breathing. This method is based on the observation that many people breathe shallowly or quickly when they're anxious or tense. This is called hyperventilation. And this breathing leads to an imbalance of oxygen and carbon dioxide in the body, which can actually cause the physical symptoms of anxiety. And a way to break this breathing pattern is through controlled breathing.